Welcome to A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. We want to continue today to talk about something that could characterize every one of us. Thus far, we've talked about how that we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, but we do not necessarily sin the same way. But in this 2 or 3 days, we're talking about a way that probably all of us, possibly all of us, at one time or another, certainly do sin against God. And that's the way that we misuse our tongue in our speech, words that we use. Now, Jesus warns that we're going to give an account for the things that we have said. And this day of judgment is a fearful thing to a lot of people. They don't even want to think about it because they don't think they're accountable to anybody. But we're all accountable to God. We've taken note of the fact how in our society, with so many people all round about, almost everywhere you go, everything you hear, see, read, there's words of profanity. It used to not be that way. But the moral level of our country has dipped to such an extent that these words are just heard in the stores, on the television, in the internet, just about everywhere. People just look like are so morally depraved that they can't express themselves without taking God's name in vain, or using some sort of speech that's vulgar, telling stories that are just lewd and ugly. Well, we read from James, the 3rd chapter, his teaching with regard to the tongue, where he compared the tongue to 5 things with which we are familiar. The tongue is like a horse's bit. It's like a ship's rudder. It's also like a fire. It can be like a deadly poison, and it could be like a wild and untamed beast. So we have to be careful how we use the tongue, and we've read several passages of Scripture, particularly from the book of Proverbs, where God is teaching us with respect to the tongue. And the last thing that we discussed in our last program was, in Proverbs 16:28, how that a whisperer separateth chief friends. You know, friendship is such a wonderful blessing. It's a wonderful thing to have some good friends, and the more good friends you have, the happier life is, the greater support you have, the greater encouragement. Well, you just enjoy things around good friends. And people can be friends for many, many years, and then their relationship be destroyed. How? Well, one or the other says some things that ought not be said. Now, this friendship is a strong tie. It binds us together, but it can be torn asunder. Good friends can be set against one another. How? By the use, misuse of the tongue. In Proverbs 26:20, the Holy Spirit has said, "Where no wood is, the fire goeth out. So where there is no talebearer, the strife ceaseth." Now, we all know what strife is. We've run into situations with regard to strife. But sometimes this strife just continues on and looks like it's not going to stop. And why is that? Because somebody won't let it stop. They keep talking about it. They keep misusing their tongue with respect to it. And James compares it with something. Well, we certainly know that here's a fire, and there's wood on the fire. And as long as there's good dry wood on the fire, that fire will continue. And strife will continue, so long as there's a talebearer that wants to keep it up. You know, some people just won't ever let a thing die. They won't ever let it pass. They have to keep resurrecting the things that are strifeful and things that cause trouble. We can keep trouble brewing and perpetuate strife by putting fire, fuel on that fire with the misuse of our tongue. Now, while some have said talk is cheap, friends, sometimes talk can be very expensive and very costly, not only to the one who speaks in an improper way, but those about whom he speaks and what he's talking about. Now, we've all heard the old adage, sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Well, that's not exactly true. Words can hurt. Words can hurt everybody. They certainly hurt the person that misuses those words. He may not realize it, but he's hurt by his own speech. He's doing what that older preacher had advised me to preach on the tongue, because some people will talk themselves right into hell. Yes, words can hurt an individual, and others can be hurt also by words. It can defile. We'll have to take note how that in James chapter 3 and verse 6, the tongue can defile the whole body. Now, when a person talks first to one and then to another, well, when he or she ought not be talking at all, he defiles himself or herself. Now, we might find ourselves talking about something about which we know very little, or about somebody, except the only ones to whom we really ought to talk if we're going to talk about it at all. We'll talk about it and spread it and hurt people by it. People who use profanity, who speak vulgarity and lewdness, and they're just mentally deranged. They're morally depraved. Now, that's not my judgment. That's the teaching of the Word of God. And we need to understand that. And what I'm trying to bring out in this lesson, we ought to try to prevent and avoid that sort of thing being characteristic of us. In James chapter 1 and verse 26, if a man come among you, seem to be religious, and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Now, what's this? We know that a person can defile himself by his tongue, but he can even make his religion vain if he doesn't keep his tongue under control. Now, this verse gives us a very compelling reason for a study like we're trying to do in these programs. Most of us, maybe if not all of us, we maybe worship, go to worship services from time to time. Now, I know a lot of people don't. I'm very well aware that a lot of people don't care what God thinks about anything. They think they're so smart and above God, and they can do what they want to and don't think they'll ever have to give an answer for it. Of course, they're mistaken about that. And some people don't care what the Bible says about the misuse of the tongue. They're going to go ahead and speak in any way they want to. But there are those who are religious people. They attend worship services. They have some sort of respect for God. They realize that God does have control over man, and he will judge man. And there are just a lot of people who consider themselves religious and are considered to be religious by other people. You know, when we go to the worship services, our very presence there indicates that we profess to be religious people. Now, this verse says here, if a man come among you and you seem to be religious, why, he's talking about, well, a lot of people. He's talking about me, maybe talking about you, if you're a religious person. So what is said here is very applicable and a very relevant passage to our life. Now, not every person that is religious is a Christian. We realize that. There are just a lot of religions that God never authorized or said anything about. But every person that is a true New Testament Christian, that person is religious. Now I want to ask us, are we ready to receive the instruction from the Holy Spirit with respect to our tongue being religious people? James says, a religious person can have a big problem. We can be deceived. And this is the most serious kind of deception that's ever mentioned. Self-deception. James says, but deceiveth his own heart. A person that's deceived, why, he thinks the thing is true, but it's not true. He's deceived by it. Then the result of this deception, we can make our religion vain. It's counted to be useless and empty and valueless, of no benefit or real profit at all, certainly not accepted before God. Now, this ought to sober our thinking. And let us realize that there exists this real possibility, that our religion may amount to nothing in the sight of God, be without any value. It can become vain before God. Now, what can make our religion vain? Well, there might be a number of things that can do that. But here we're told that the failure to bridle and control the tongue can do that. Think about it. We can attend the services of worship. We can sing. We can pray. We can do good deeds. We can eat the Lord's Supper. We can do all the things that God has authorized and make it all for naught and talk ourselves into hell. Can we see how this ties perfectly with the words of Jesus, "By thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned"? Now can we understand how what we say and what we do, and with our tongue, it is so important? Now, of course, we know that all talk is not evil. I don't want to leave that impression. All talk will not render our religion vain. What kind of talking will take us to hell and make our religion useless? Well, some speech is obviously evil. Cursing and lying and swearing and profanity and the filth and vulgarity. I think we all realize that. At least most people agree that that's improper. But we must hasten to add that many do not consider even this kind of corrupt communication to be too bad. We're forced to notice that many of our world use this kind of speech without any restraint, with impunity. It is heard in private conversations, as we've mentioned. It's on television, it's in books, magazines, newspapers. It's a shameful thing that our society presents such so-called language to the youth of our land, as if this was a mark of being a mature adult. No, it's rather a mark of a sin-diseased individual and a sin-diseased society. There was an interesting story that I heard about a young boy on a football team. He didn't curse, and he was asked by some of the other players why he didn't curse. And he simply said, "I know too many other words that I don't need to do that to express myself." Well, now, you know, that was a pretty good answer. But there's another way that men can condemn themselves, of course, and that's by their speech through preaching and teaching error. Error won't make us free, friend. It's the truth that makes us free. And when men take it upon themselves to teach false doctrine, teach things that are not revealed in the Bible, teach things for which they don't have a "thus saith the Lord," what do they do to their entire religion? Matthew 15 and verse 9, Jesus said, "Teaching for doctrines the commandments of men, they make their religion vain." Think about this. Here is something that's very near and dear to us, and we can be useless, make it useless, by upholding that which is false. And, James says, by the misuse of our tongue. Woe be to those who use the power of speech to communicate false doctrine and to use unclean language. This is a burning fire. Until next time.